This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. What are you going for today?
Sit in the plane as we're about to take off. You have that meaningless dribble that comes on in the form, the requirement that the FAA says you have to tell the passengers how to use the seatbelt and all that other stuff. And it goes on and on and on. And on American, they tag it with, "We're going for great." Yeah, hello.
Has anybody ever asked for them to repeat how to use the seatbelt, do you think?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Hope not. Yeah, right, exactly. Most people don't go for what they want, though. You know that? I'm just thinking about going for great was going through my mind and how we're always, I don't know if trying is the right word, but I think that's a good word, trying. We're always alert. The three or four of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, here are alert and aware of what's going on because that's our job. We need to be aware of what's going on so that we can pass that info along to you. And so we know what we want, what we need to do. Do you know what you want and what you need to do in order to have what you want in life? I think that's a great question to ask as you start your day or at any time. Maybe you have a moment, maybe you're driving in the car or something and your mind is triggered by something that happened that you didn't like. And is that a result of your being in a place doing something you don't want to do? If you're going for what you want, you should be able to do what you want in your life and it'd be okay. If it's not okay with your partners or friends, they're not really your friends and they ought not to be your partners. If they get in the way, I don't think you should do that. Or they actually make it difficult for you to do what you want to do. We're here to do what we want to do. We have free,
free will.
Yeah. And so do your thing and don't feel like somebody else is going to judge you, or some people might, but you need to judge yourself most popularly and most well. So having said that, let's travel around the country and see what people are doing, see if they are doing what they want to do. Let's see what the latest is from Gavin Newsom, who's kind of a nudnik in California, Jennifer.
Yeah, this is pretty unbelievable. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, signed a bill this week that no longer requires any able-bodied person 18 years of age or older to help an officer who requests an assistance during an arrest. Now, according to the Sacramento Bee, who's reporting this, the old law was the California Posse Corneatus Act of 1872 was common in the country's early days, but according to State Senator Bob Hertzberg from my area in Los Angeles, the Democrat who sponsored the bill, he called the law an old vestige of a bygone era. So the law has been employed to help catch runaway slaves. That's what Bob Hertzberg says. But here's what the law really says. The law says that any able-bodied person, when a police officer is making an arrest and needs assistance, can be called in by that officer for help. And Gavin Newsom signed a bill away from this. This is just the latest move that seems to be a slap in the face towards police officers. Just, I think maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago, he also signed a bill that said that they, kind of making the waters a little muddier for police to justify officer-involved shooting, saying that it has to be absolutely necessary and life-saving to discharge their weapon. Now, of course, that's common sense. I don't think most officers want to use their weapon at all in taking someone down. They don't want that cost of life, but now they have to have that extra burden on their brain that they're going to have this justification in the heat of the moment, and that can really cost lives, not just police officer lives, but civilian lives as well. And Gavin Newsom just signed that into effect a couple of weeks ago. So this is sort of the latest action, I think, against law enforcement in the state of California from the governor.
The definition of being a patriot is in California.
Wait, Doug, you're in favor of this? You're saying that this is a bad thing?
I'm just curious.
I didn't say anything. I'm just asking about what the word, where'd that come from? Did I say something I didn't know I said? I just asked what the meaning of patriotism is in California. And what does it mean to be a patriot in California? Is it different there than it is around the rest of the country?
Seems like it.
I don't know. I don't understand that question, but I think that we need more accountability.
Your patriotic duty to help a police officer who's in need. Don't you think that's a patriotic duty?
In need
duty?
Of helping someone arrest
of,
someone?
No,
I've
in
never,
need
first of all, I've
help.
Never even heard of this, and I don't know if this is a state by state issue, but I've never heard of this. And if I saw someone getting arrested and some cop yells at me to do something, I'm frozen. There's no way I'm getting involved in
well,
that.
Is that what this is about? I didn't take that to be what this.
Well, that's
was about.
Too bad to me because that's what I was curious. Like, is that a like? Is it required by law?
I don't think it happens often, but if a police officer says, hey, you go over there, and you're like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's not what my
answer that's not what I'm saying, Jen. That's totally not what I'm saying.
Well, that's what this law is saying.
No, that seems like that's not accurate. You said that if an officer is making an arrest and asks a civilian
and he's saying, bring
to
me some water,
arrest, bring water,
call
that's different.
Call 911.
That's totally different.
Okay, well, it's not under this law. If you request any sort of assistance during an arrest, now a citizen can say, nope, good luck, Charlie, and
but
keep on walking.
But shouldn't I be allowed to say that?
I would be very curious to see where this is already a law in other places.
I think you should be arrested if you keep on walking and a police officer
really?
Asks you to do something. Yes, they are your authority. They are an authority figure. They are.
Sorry.
I don't know. That's very
bizarre
to me.
We're never
going
to agree on this one. Then. Yeah. There are so many. There are so many cops making such horrific decisions,
and
I
there
think
are so
that
many
should.
Cops protecting us every single day. Because a few cops who make headlines, you're going to say that we should not respect law enforcement.
I know. You're putting words in our mouths. I didn't say that at all. I said I am not going to put. I am not going to put myself in bodily harm's way to assist in someone else getting arrested when I didn't do anything wrong. No effing way. That's not happening.
But that's not what
happening.
This is. It's not about being. It's not
but
about bodily
how do you know?
Harm.
How do you know it's not? If
how
the police,
do you know?
If I'm possibly going to get arrested, which is what you said that you thought people should be arrested if they don't help a police officer, shouldn't I have some say in what's going on? Like if
exactly.
If he asked me for a bottle of water to call the police, obviously I'm going to call the police. The police are already there, so I'm not sure I'm going to be helpful in that situation. But if he's arresting someone who is possibly putting me in danger or that I don't feel comfortable with, I didn't sign up to be a police officer.
Okay,
let's go deeper into this.
Yeah, it's not about police training. It's about whether or not you respond to a request by the police officer. Obviously, if they say jump in front of this bullet, I would take the arrest instead of jump in front of a bullet. I mean, that just is common sense, right? Even if that results
but
in an arrest.
I don't see
that's
the reason why I have
situation.
To take
either
yeah.
involved at all. Why am
let's
I'm a civilian.
This. I want to just dig into this for another minute in a little deeper way. I asked about patriotism because I wanted to get a sense as to whether people might feel this is their patriotic duty to help the police. And if they're requested to help the police, there are any number of circumstances that might exist where this could happen. But I guess I'm listening to the two points of view here from you and thinking that the real issue here for me isn't the issue that Jennifer is speaking to, or any of you are speaking to, the issue for me is how it got to this point that police, in certain circumstances, are so disrespected. Is it the actions of a few bad police officers? Are there more bad police officers than good police officers? Do we think that just because they wear a uniform that they are sacrosanct? Do we think the news media is responsible for playing up some of these incidents that perhaps are not? They're distasteful in the eyes of the community, but they don't represent what the average police officer is going through. I don't think you ever can know, unless you live in the skin of, in this circumstance, somebody that's a soldier or somebody that's got a uniform on as a policeman. It's very difficult to do it. However, they are not portrayed particularly well, and I don't know that I have drawn a conclusion as to whether I think it's their own fault, or whether it is the fault of the public not paying attention to a lot of different things that we ought to be paying attention to, or the news media is an unindicted co-conspirator here. But I do know that the police have a tough time because there's no coherence in how we look at these people. There are a lot of police shows on TV that play them well, and we like the people who play them, so we identify with some of the actors. But these people are not actors. I see stuff going on in my community that appalls me. I don't like police doing in my community.
But is every police officer guilty? I'm not saying that. This is my response to this bill being passed has nothing to do with whether I respect police or not. It's just not my job. I did not sign up for that. They sign up for that. They volunteer to do that. Being a New Yorker for 10 years, I had the utmost pride in 99% of the things that went on with the NYPD.
But your question is a good one. Is this the way it is? Is this the law in other states? Is it just California?
Yeah, that's a question. But what I'm saying, though, is me not listening to, if a cop wants to involve me in an arrest that has nothing to do with me, this is not about a respect issue of do I respect the police or not. This is me saying, I didn't sign up for that. I'm not going to go deliver someone's mail either because that's also not my job.
This is not them asking you to do police work, though. This is something as simple as, like in New York City, there are a lot of protesters who are throwing water buckets on police officers. Don't throw a water bucket on me. Making a special request during an arrest.
That's a law. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that anyway.
Well, of course, but if a police officer says, get out of the way, do this, do that, what this opens up the door for is people interfering with police work. I don't want the police officers to say, Victoria, put on a bulletproof vest and come secure a bank with me. No, that's ridiculous. You're not trained for that. That puts you in danger. That puts them in danger. It puts everybody in danger. But if they make a request to get you out of the way to do this, now people have the right to say, no, I'm not going to listen to what you say. And they can't be, and here's the thing, they have the right to do that now. The problem is that now police officers will not be able to make an arrest to get you out of the way. And that, to me, is the problem. And it's tying the hands of law enforcement. And I understand there are problems with law enforcement around the country, but by and large, they're out there protecting everybody's butts every single day, and they don't get thanked for it.
The general tone of what goes on in California is antithetical for me. This may be one minor example of what goes on. I don't understand the thinking in California. I don't understand the thinking of some of these people that come up with these cockamamie reasons for doing something or not doing something. It just seems it's.
I also think we need to kind of know what the specific language is, because I feel like we're. I don't know. I don't know that we've gotten the full language.
Yeah, we've covered it. 19 past the hour.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or prediabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Do the why does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
I'm a sucker for you.
Say the word and I'll go anywhere.
Say the word and I'll go anywhere. So the Jonas Bros had a very nice experience for their concert in Hershey, Pennsylvania the other night. The Jonas Brothers made a pit stop to reward a very special fan named Lily Jordan, who's 16 years old. She had jokingly invited the band to come visit her at Penn State Children's Hospital, where she's receiving chemo for cancer. She posted a picture of herself in the hospital bed saying, "I was supposed to be at your Hershey concert tomorrow, but instead I'm across the street doing chemo. If y'all want to pop in, I'll give you my room number." Well, sure enough, her followers began sharing the post and tagging the Jonas Brothers. Soon it went very viral. Pennsylvania Rep. Scott Perry was one of the many people who shared the story in hopes of capturing the attention of the Jobos. "Prayers needed," he wrote. "Our good friend Lily is fighting for her life in Hershey and so badly wanted to see the Jonas Brothers at Hershey Park, but can't because of her urgent treatment. If there's any way for them to visit her, we're lifting up her hopes and our prayers for help." The Jonases saw the post, stopped by the hospital, surprised her just before the show. Nick even brought along his wife, Priyanka? How do you pronounce her name?
Priyanka.
Priyanka Chopra. "Thank you for inviting us to come see you," Kevin told Lily in a video posted on the hospital Facebook page. He said his entire Instagram feed was filled with requests to visit this young lady. Despite missing the concert, Lily said that she had the time of her life meeting the brothers, who signed autographs and T-shirts and posed for photos. The Jonas Brothers are on their Happiness Begins tour, and they were in Hershey, so... And it's nice.
It was such a cute video, too.
Yeah.
Really
sweet.
It looks
nice. Very
sweet. And apparently Lily is a big fan of Game of Thrones, and she had... Kara would know this. It said Stark on it. It was a flag that she brings with her to chemo, and it hangs on her above her
bed.
Well,
yeah, and Joe Jonas is married to Sophie Turner, who played one of the Starks on Game of Thrones.
So she apparently, Lily makes bracelets, and she made a bracelet for Joe to give to Sophie. So it was a very cute, she's not only just a fan of the music, but really also of both the wives, and when she met Priyanka, she just said, oh my God, you're so beautiful. It was so cute. Really sweet moment.
So what is she being treated? What kind of cancer is it?
I don't know. They didn't say.
I don't know, but Kara, this could be your friend. Game of Thrones and the Joe Bros.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
I don't know if she'll care as much about me reaching out to her as the Jonas Brothers, but
I don't know.
Music is our focus in this portion of every hour on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and I, acknowledging some of these important stories. Tinder and Live Nation have a new initiative called Epic First Dates. Here we go. I think Kara said she'd do this even if she wasn't on a first date. $30 all-in concert ticket for people who use Tinder, the dating app. The partnership gives people the opportunity to purchase discounted tickets for 12 different tours, including the Chainsmokers, Logic, Lucas Graham, and some others. In order to experience an epic first date, Tinder users need to swipe right on tour profile cards when they appear in the app. Users can follow the link. Is this something easy to do, Kara? You know Tinder. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and basically, they have, like, ads and stuff on there sometimes. I've seen it for comedy tours before.
Yeah.
So instead of swiping left or right on a person, you would swipe right on the tour.
Oh, okay.
And so then, basically, it takes you to a page where you can purchase tickets. And I'm like, I don't necessarily care about any of these artists, but if I can get tickets for a tour for $30, that's what I said. I was like, I don't even care if I'm going with someone.
Yeah.
But I guess it gives you the option, I think, once you click on it, to talk to other people who've bought tickets for those shows, so you can kind of find a date after you've bought a ticket.
That's fun.
Or find a date there, maybe.
Right? Hey, maybe.
Go to the concert. Tinder and Live Nation, that's good news. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several days of being pounded and poured on by Hurricane Dorian, taking a devastating toll on the Bahamas. More than a half dozen people confirmed dead. The Prime Minister says that number may still rise. The storm currently lashing the east coast of Florida, and it could still make landfall, perhaps in the Carolinas, in another day or two. The acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, says they're ready.
We've got a ton of assets, supplies, and resources, shelters, all standing by for any impacts from the storm along that coastline.
He was speaking on Fox News. The U.S. slapping yet more sanctions on Iran. New ones directed at its space agency, which the U.S. accuses of developing ballistic missiles disguised as a civilian satellite program. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For people over 50, under 50, people everywhere want to know what's going on, and they kind of like our approach. Thank you very much. DJV time is 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. We're here to go through the news of the day, engaging transitions. You know, it's one of the things I'm famous for, transitioning from one story to another. Kara Shillen is at the controls, so we're happy you've subscribed. Maybe you were listening to us on the DJVshow.com podcast. Help yourself to that. There are, I was talking about Home Depot earlier and their, the chaos that's there for me anyway. Their paint brand has decided or is doing something in a collective sense, Victoria. Bear is, I think it's spelled B-A-E-R. Bear is their paint.
B-E-H-R.
That too. Okay.
But close enough.
What, did I say not B-E-A-R like or B-A-E-R? What did I say?
You're like, okay. I believe it's spelled B-E-A-R, like the animal.
Like a bear.
Bear, yes. Maybe yeah. not. B-E-H. All right, so what's going on with them?
So Bear has released their 2020 Color of the Year, and they say this year it is inspired by nature. Apparently, and I know we've all sort of talked about this, but statistically, people are happier, significantly happier, they say, in nature. And so that yeah. is the inspiration for this year's color. They said that the retreat to the outdoors led the brand to select a color that's called Back to Nature. It's described as a sun-kissed, meadow-inspired green. It has, they said it's basically a very calming sense, it gives you a very calming sense of restoration, and they say that one of the things that they did, the creative people at Bear, they did a lot of hiking, they went to local parks, national parks, road trips, camping, things like that, and they actually started looking at trends, and in the U.S., more and more people are visiting local parks, national parks, and going camping. And yeah. so that was also part of the reason why they decided to bring the outdoors indoors for their Back to Nature color. And it is it's a mossy kind of, it is a very calming green. If you look at the color online, they have different rooms and different, you know, things that they've painted, so you can get an idea of how to use the color. It is definitely very calming. They say it works well in commercial spaces, as well as like a foyer or even a productive conference room. They say that spending time in nature improves creativity, boosts memory, and sharpens problem-solving skills. So they say that they're also seeing trends of these types of colors being used in office spaces, which is interesting because I didn't think of that. And it's a little bit of a yellow-based tone. They say that actually it translates very well. You can use it with a lot of other neutral colors. And if you want to add a pop of rose-inspired pink, rose gold, rose pink, those colors are still really popular too. And that, you know, basically take your cues from nature. You're outside, there's lots of green, and then there are little pops of pink blossoms around, and it kind of all goes well together.
So is this right, going to be the new office thing that instead of letting you go outside yep. to take a walk they're, or yeah, having like a treadmill right. desk, like, they're going to yeah. paint the walls?
But we've got green paint.
Be like, yeah, yeah. Green you're walls. In nature. We've got yeah. green walls.
Yep.
So the intelligent thing for, this would be my advice, go get the swatches, the colors that they have at Walmart and go get real paint from Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams with those colors. You can get them mixed at most of those places. So there you go. Wow. The
way to
focus
system.
On the news, yeah. Jennifer, you've got a study which indicates how children get their news that I'd be curious to, I'm sure a lot of parents listening would be interested in knowing how their children get their news. It isn't, I'm guessing.
How do you think the kids get their news?
From each other or using social media if they have, or they get it from their parents? Do they get it from their parents?
They get it from social media. You were right yeah. on the money. This is the kids specifically.
What are we,
how old
are we talking about?
Yeah, the kids we're specifically talking about are teens, age 13 to 17. And 78% of them say it's important to follow current events and that their news habits reflect the diversity of the modern media landscape. How about that? Very fancy. There's a new survey from SurveyMonkey and Common Sense Media that shows teens get their news more frequently from social media sites like Facebook or Twitter or from YouTube than directly from news organizations themselves. So nearly 3 in 10 teens, 29%, just about 30%, get news from social media every day. 23% get news from YouTube every day. And as many as 23% get news every day from digital news aggregators or from phone notifications. Just 15% get news reported by news organizations in print or online every day. And 13% get news on TV every day. How about that? That's bad news for TV. Teens prefer a visual medium for learning about the news. 64% say that seeing pictures and video of showing what happened gives them the best understanding of major news events. 36% they say they prefer to read or hear the facts about what happened. And according to this survey, teens can discern fact from fiction. News organizations are not the primary source for most teens' knowledge, so most of them are using Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. They're still competing, I guess, these sites that they're using for attention against corporate brands, celebrities, influencers, and personal connections. Teens say that they're equally likely to say they are primarily informed about current events by news organizations, that's 31%, as they are by family, friends, or teachers, 33%, and by influencers and celebrities that they follow online, 31%.
I would guess it's a lot higher for celebrities and influencers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, right. The 14-year-old who shot up a home in Alabama is cooperating with police. And I wonder if that isn't the reason that Walmart has announced, one of the reasons that they're tightening up their gun sale policy, ammunition sale policy, all these shootings. This one is the latest one of this 14-year-old. Have you heard the story or not? It's
it didn't get national attention. And
why?
I don't know.
What happened?
Yeah, I'd never heard of this. He killed his five family members in his house.
Oh, horrible. Yeah. Jeez.
And then he threw away the gun and called the police.
Where'd he get the gun from?
Well, that's that was the reason that I went there
in
the first
place. It was
in the
home illegally, so I guess it was one of his parents or something like that. And then I'm assuming it wasn't locked up anywhere. But.
No, it wasn't. And that's kind of why I went where I did, Kara, with this Walmart, the admission, perhaps, of whatever the right adjectival phrase here is, Walmart making major changes when it comes to gun sales because of all these shootings.
But this one was not
happening in the Walmart store.
I might sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but the reason that no one's heard about this is because it doesn't fit the narrative of someone going through the proper channels to get this gun. The reporting says it wasn't belonging to the family, that it was in the home illegally, meaning it was purchased not through the proper channels, making it a crime to have that handgun in and of itself. So it makes me wonder if the reason we don't hear stories like this, I mean, it's very tragic. And we haven't heard a word about it. The same thing going on in with the last shooting in Texas. That one's almost disappeared from the headlines because
the
guy had
shooting?
Not the El Paso shooting. See, Midland, Odessa. No, the Odessa shooting from this weekend. That one went away because it was an illegal handgun. It seems like the ones that we talk about are the ones that can be punched for a political narrative.
Isn't that interesting? I hadn't thought about that. That's really interesting.
I think the reason, and related to Walmart, I feel like the reason they're doing it is not necessarily because of, I mean, obviously, yes, it's impacted by shootings that are going on, but they've been specifically impacted twice.
Yeah.
There have been, you know,
in their own store.
Yeah, in their own stores where employees have shot each other or
those two guys who were arguing online. They both had open carry licenses, but they had legal guns and they shot at each other and some other poor guy got shot and he was an innocent bystander in the meantime. He was like nearby shopping and he got shot. It's a mess. And so now Walmart says even if you're in an open carry state, you can't bring a gun into Walmart. My question is, well, how are you going to know? Are there metal detectors now walking into Walmart?
No.
Well, how are they going to enforce that?
Good question.
Just that you don't want to see it, probably.
Discontinue the sale of handguns altogether in their stores in Alaska. So that's a change. The fellow who runs Walmart, a guy named Doug McMillan, sending letters to the Trump administration and various congressional leaders calling for stronger background checks and what he called common sense measures. So that's a step in the right direction, I think, especially when...
You know, it worked for Dick's Sporting Goods. Remember when Dick's took out, like, they changed the legal buying age to 21, and then they took out all the assault-style rifles
maybe
and stuff?
Maybe those of us who want to look at Walmart with a jaundiced eye, maybe they're doing it for whatever the reason. The outcome, however, is what I'm more interested in than the reason for them doing it, whether it's self-serving PR or whatever, like CVS stopped selling tobacco products, and it was a self-serving move. It didn't have anything to do with anything other than them getting a lot of good publicity and people who wouldn't have thought about it before said, oh, yeah, that's good. I'm going to CVS. Yeah, that it's a way of getting a lot of free advertising. Not you know, pay for all of the. Look how many days we talked about that. I mean, that story went on and on and on and on and on. And it was CVS, CVS, CVS. That's how it works. It's what advertising. It's repetition. That's what it is. All repetition. 44 after the hour. Some medical headlines after these words.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So some of the medical headlines that I look at all kinds of sources, as we all know, every day all of us are nosing around to see what's going on, things that we ought to talk about that everybody's talking about, and then some things that aren't being talked about that ought to be talked about, like the gun policy we were just discussing. And then there's some medical stuff here that's floating around. I'm just dropping these headlines from our affiliate in Montana, one of our affiliates in Montana, KMMS. They have a headline about West Nile virus. The first human case of West Nile virus is reported in their listening area. We haven't talked about West Nile virus for, years?
How long has it been?
Yeah. Right, so they got that. A lot of mosquito problems this year.
Lot of so much rain. Problems.
Yeah, right. Yep. Here's another medical headline. Doctors are warning people about illnesses linked to vaping. We touched on this a little bit a day or so ago, but underscoring it, it's worth time. If you have children that are using these things, you better pull them away from them. If you're using them and setting a bad example for your children, you have no idea. These things haven't been around long enough to have been seriously tested for anything under any circumstance. So it's kind of like junk food. Now we're reaping the benefits of junk food being around for the past, 35, 40 years. Here's the story of a boy who lost his sight after eating nothing but a diet of French fries, Pringles, and white bread. Mm. Scientists say that the young patient whose picky eating led to blindness have warned of the dangers of having a poor diet. That's the potato chips, Pringles, slices of processed ham and sausage. That's all he's eaten since elementary school.
That's gross.
It is gross, but this is what the people in... Who's watching? This is a kid. Where are his parents? What are they eating?
Well, a lot of parents just go, at least my kid's eating, and they don't worry about...
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What stupid. How can you be that dumb? And then the study suggesting that cancer is on the rise in many countries around the world. That's because of all the stuff we were talking about. What was it, yesterday or the day before? The plastics and all the other things that are getting into your organs?
So much environmental stuff is just giving us more and more cancer.
10 minutes before the hour on the DJV Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
About 53 after the hour, time for our weekly visit in person with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Lots of news concerning your pets. That was kind of interesting to note that there is a new lead dog in the Lady and the Tramp movie. We'll talk about that with Warren. Plus what science says petting your cat or dog can do in mere minutes. That plus a couple of other things that are up our sleeves right after this word.
Hey, there's a new type of account takeover attack called lateral phishing.
It's a serious threat. Cyber criminals hijack your email account and use it to launch phishing attacks on your internal and external contacts.
What if they attack us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Completely, with the industry's best layered defense against attacks, including account takeover and phishing.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Warren Eckstein, who is the leader of the pack, if you get my drift, you get that, of how clever I was with that? Warren, leader of the pack, a pack of dogs. You know,
I get that a lot. You know, I don't believe in the pack theory, but I do get the leader of the pack an awful lot.
Really? Why don't you believe in the pack theory?
Because dogs are not wolves, and wolves are not dogs. In fact, genetically, they're not exactly alike. And first of all, let's take a look at the pack. The pack situation in a wolf is you have a leader, a second, a third, and a fourth. Take that same scenario, put it into a typical home. You got the mother telling the dog what to do. You got the father telling the dog what to do. You got the kids telling the dog what to do. It seems like everyone's a leader of the pack except for the dog, which creates a scenario where the dog has to challenge outsiders. So I don't believe in this whole thing. You got to be the boss. I think equality is the better way to approach it.
Do you remember the song where we were kids, Leader of the Pack?
The song Leader of the Pack?
No, you remember that song?
Oh, Leader yeah, it was about a motorcycle rider or something. Yeah, I remember. Sure.
Yeah. Right. Well, I didn't equate, but I thought it was. It made you see where my mind goes.
I don't understand this whole concept that you have to be the boss all the time. You have to be in charge all the time.
Well,
the dog has to
there's
be
a
all
in cattle in the herding of cattle. There is a boss cow. There's always a boss cow. I don't know it in dog in terms of dogs because I've never had a bunch of dogs together. But in cows, I know that there is a designated leader, and sometimes that cow claims the leadership. Sometimes it just is assumed that that cow is the boss cow. That's why when you call.
But everyone else in the family, see, the idea is that if you have, first of all, it's very rare that you have a cow chewing up your shoes in the house, okay? So you don't have a lot of people telling the cow what to do. So in the wild, the cow will develop its own scenario. I'll be a leader cow and whatever. In this home, everyone is the boss. Everyone's telling the dog what to do. So the dog has nothing to do with the challenge. So I'm not a big fan of that. You know, I believe in training and educating and everything needs to know their place in the home. But I don't believe in the concept that you have to dominate in order to establish. I think if you really establish a situation where the dog enjoys learning and you're training the dog properly.
Gentleness and loving make a much more difference to a dog, I found anyway. Loving the dog is what they'll respond to. There's a story about an Arizona shelter dog named Monty that is the new lead in Lady and the Tramp, the remake of the movie Lady and the Tramp. Did you see that?
I see the dog is coming from a shelter in Arizona, which is absolutely almost every dog that's been a star, you know, from Benji, who I had the opportunity of working with, to Boomer, they all came out of shelters, and I think it's a great thing. One of my friends, I remember the show Frasier?
Yes.
Well, one of my close friends was the trainer of the dog. You know, it was called Eddie on the show. The dog's real name was Moose. And almost all of the dogs, and she pulled the dogs for so many movies, I can't even go to the list of the movies she's trained for. 85 to 90% of those dogs all came from shelters. So once you get them out of the shelter, I think, you know, we'll do whatever you want. Just love us, feed us, keep us
happy. Well, that's back to what I just said about love and the reaction dogs have. I found out with Daisy May, my bulldog that I rescued, she's just she responds to love. And that, by the way, is called the Halo Animal Rescue in Phoenix, where that dog came from. Here's a study that says, and this was, by the way, college students who were stressed before tests. Researchers have found new evidence that petting dogs and playing with cats is more beneficial for your psyche than ever in relieving stress. That's probably not news to you, though.
Here's an interesting story. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says that the number of children being diagnosed with anxiety and depression and behavioral disorders is growing. In fact, their local district, this is in Gilderland, which I think is in upstate New York, their local district has actually implanted a therapy dog program in the schools to help kids get along with anxiety.
Wow.
I think it's a great idea.
Really? This is very interesting. This is a study. The first group was allowed to pet and play with cats and dogs in a small group for 10 minutes and did much better on their tests.
And that's simply because that increases the oxytocin in the brain, which makes everyone feel better, the dog and the person petting at the same time.
Cool, calm, and collected. Warren Eckstein on the DJV show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.